The Magnetic Fields have been making music for more than 20 years now. In particular, they've been singing about love for that long. Songs that run the gamut from sincere to bitter and sometimes all the way to ironic. Their new album, Love at the Bottom of the Sea, creates a whole new cast of characters surviving love's vicissitudes. Stephen Barrett sings many of the songs on this album, and he writes and produces most of the music for the Magnetic Fields. He joins us from the studios of WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This is a very long lifespan for a musical group, isn't it? 20 years? How are you still finding new things to say about love?
Well, I suppose if I were actually married for 20 years, I might find a little less to say about love, but I'm not. I go in and out of relationships. So, I don't know. It's like one doesn't run out of words in a dictionary. One keeps learning new words every morning at the crossword puzzle.
Now, the lyrics are, it seems to me, central to your music.
I try.
Is that the center point to creating a song? Do you do words first?
I think of the words and the music at the same time. Generally, I'll write a verse and chorus in one night. I sit around in gay bars and write with a cocktail in one hand and a pen in the other and listen to the music going, nts, 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 dance, dance, dance. And I think, God, this is stupid. I think I'll stop paying attention to it and write a song. And that's generally my inspiration. But sometimes my inspiration is as I walk into the bar and they're playing the Oprah Winfrey Show with the sound down but the subtitles on, and a woman is saying, yes, when my husband died, I discovered that he had a whole secret life with a pied-à-terre. And I just took the phrase, my husband's pied-à-terre, and ran with it.
Now, on that particular song, Claudia Gonson is singing, and it's a,
yes.
I guess it's a sort of an unhappy love song. So tell us about those words.
They're very sad, aren't they?
But the music is not sad.
It's perky.
But it also has some of that electronic stuff that you were just making fun of.
but it has it in a different flavor and about a very particular thing and doesn't repeat except for the title. The only repeated chorus on the album is Andrew and Drag.
Which, Andrew and Drag is a song that looks at gender identity. Could you talk about why you wrote that? How you wrote that?
I woke up one morning and saw that my car was not in the driveway. And I thought, oh, I guess I must have been out late last night at a bar writing a song and must have left the car so I wouldn't kill anyone on Santa Monica Boulevard. So I looked in my song notebook, and there was Andrew and Drag. And that's all I know about the writing of Andrew and Drag.
The only girl I've ever loved is Andrew and Drag. That's you singing, right?
Oh, yeah. Sped up. I'm always sped up on record.
Your band sort of stayed away from synthesized music, and now you've brought it back. Why'd you do that?
I wanted to take a vacation from synthesizers that just sound like electric organs, and I spent the last 10 years buying other synthesizers that sound more like, and that sort of thing. I think the next Magnetic Fields record is likely to have a lot more chaos on it. This record, I used chaos as a sort of herb or spice, but I think the next time I will be using chaos as the entree.
Give us a suggestion about a moment of chaos that we ought to share.
Well, you could play God Wants Us to Wait.
I think I know what you would like us to do. When we have children, let's have 72. Until then, we must be resigned to our fate. I love you, baby, but God wants us to wait.
Now, is this a satirical take on things your parents wish you would do, or what?
Well, I do identify with the impulse to celibacy. I was celibate for 5 years, from 18 to 23 or something like that, not out of any philosophical underpinnings, but just sort of as a fashion statement or something. I don't know. So I think maybe people hear it as more satirical than I mean it to be.
Well, it's really been great fun to talk to you. You're funny in an unusual way for a performer. I mean, you're a sort of very low-key studio guy to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a pretty low-key person on stage as well. Calm and rational and a little sad.
So this is 20 years of writing, recording, and touring.
You're depressing me.
I'm so sorry. But I would like very much to thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
That is Stephen Merritt. He performs, writes, and produces for the Magnetic Fields, and their new album is Love at the Bottom of the Sea.
When near, my dear, how clear you make your so-called feelings known. It's clear, my dear, I fear heartbreak, but I don't like your tone.
You can watch a low-key performance by the Magnetic Fields and hear songs from the new album at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.